Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Please be advised, this show may contain coarse language and mature themes. Listener discretion is advised.
Previously on Cascadia.
Iris, press the release button!
It's slipping us a gun! Everyone, hold on!
Fuck! This is the third time they've lost a connection to them. In the last 3 days! Everyone, listen up! No one is leaving headquarters until we find the sub. And nobody, absolutely nobody, talks to the media about this.
We lost Declan.
Who did Captain Walters leave at the helm?
He gave you the walkie.
He left it to me.
Aaliyah, okay, listen. You're in charge for now. I want you to captain the vessel until we know the full extent of this hull's damage.
We patched the cracks, but the integrity of the sub's shape is compromised. It'll get us to the surface, but I don't think it's going to last much longer at this depth.
Conrad and I have assessed the damage on our end, and we agree with Holden. It's clearly unsafe to continue on, but Aaliyah, you are now the captain of this dive, so ultimately it's your call.
We should maintain this level and search the surrounding area for Declan.
For fuck's sake.
With all due respect, sir, I think you should have made the call to get them back to shore. The sub is clearly in poor condition. I mean, it's just a matter of time before it depressurizes.
Conrad, when the press finds out that our captain has died from an attack, they're going to have a field day. They're going to rip us apart. If we at least show that we're attempting to find his remains, don't you think it'll help with damage control?
Damage control? Sir, your three other lives are at risk. They could die.
Enough! No, Walters, I want you to captain this expedition.
I've never captained anything before, and
being completely serious, I trust you all will be able to make some remarkable discoveries down there. I chose each of you for a reason. Make me proud. Declan, do this for Maria.
I can't help but feel that, you know, Holden, Iris, or even Aaliyah would be better at this than me.
Hey, Declan. Badger wouldn't assign this to you if he didn't 100% believe you could do it. Just remember that. Everything you've worked so hard for, it comes down to this.
#911 Podcast Productions presents Cascadia. Created by Adam Murciano. Directed by Antonio Cordero.
Conrad, talk to me.
Hey, Badger. Just wondering how long until you arrive at headquarters with Mrs. Walters.
We're driving now. I've got you on speaker, by the way. I should be there shortly. How's everything at headquarters?
Not good. The press keep piling in. Tons of news trucks outside. They're demanding an update on the mission.
Yeah, like I said, make sure no one says a word. I want full control over this at the press conference. We'll address the media when we arrive.
Copy, sir. See you soon.
What's wrong, Maria?
I'm fine. I'm nervous.
Babe, don't be nervous. Just say everything as we rehearsed.
Yeah.
If you can manage to cry, I mean, even better. You'll be perceived as a mourning widow. There'll be tons of sympathy for you. You have nothing to worry about, my love.
But what if... Listen, what if Declan is alive? And the crew ends up finding him? And what if somehow the press discovers our plan and then it just...
Hey. Sweetheart. Declan is dead. There's no way he could have survived that attack, and...
I guess.
Even if he did, he's spent all his oxygen by now. The crew are searching for his remains, but they'll all be dead too.
Okay.
This was all part of our plan. You know this, Maria.
Yeah.
You have nothing to worry about. After all this is over, we can finally be together. To live the life we've wanted for so long. No more sneaking around. Remember, we did this for us.
Yeah.
Your daughter and your unborn baby deserve a father who's man enough to take care of them. That's where I come in, financially and emotionally. Something that, well, we both know Declan could never do.
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Shit. There are so many more people than I expected.
Don't overthink it. You've got this.
Wesley, I can't.
I'll be right by you the whole time. Security will walk you to the podium. You ready?
Just give me a minute. Just... I'm ready.
You got this.
Miss Walter!
Maria!
Badger! Are the crew alive? Over here.
Have you spoken to Declan?
Is Declan alive?
To your left.
Miss Walter!
What's the status of the mission?
We're here in space!
Badger, what is going on?
What's the status of the mission?
What's true, there was an attack on the sub.
Okay, good evening. Yes, good evening. A horrific disaster occurred last night on board the Alexandria submarine. What has been described to me as a potential colossal squid attacked the sub, leaving it terribly battered. Three of our crew members, Aaliyah Steele, Holden Davis, and Iris Hill, are alive and well. However, while repairing a leak on the outside hull of the sub, Captain Declan Walters was attacked by the unknown species. He's still missing, but is presumed deceased at this time. Go ahead.
What about the crew? Are they ascending back to the surface?
I have suggested that they do so, but Captain Aaliyah Steele has made the decision to stay down there and look for Declan's remains.
What?
You can't just let them stay
what
down
if
there.
What the creature attacks
they
again?
Could die.
We are monitoring the sub closely with an around-the-clock communication system with the crew. We will update you all as new developments occur. For now, Maria Walters would like to say a few words. You got this, my love.
Thanks. Shit. Okay. I am completely broken. My life, our life, will never be the same without my husband, Declan. He was a loving father who did his best. I spoke with him moments before the attack, and I will cherish that call for the rest of my life. The night of the attack, our last phone call, was when I got to share some good news with him. He was over the moon with joy. To the families of the surviving crew members, you are blessed to still have your loved ones, and I pray that they get home safely. I would also like to say a special thank you to Wesley Badger for being there for me and my daughter during this difficult time. Wesley, you have stepped up to the plate and really taken care of us. Now, at this time, I ask you all to please, please respect our privacy so we can grieve in peace. Thank you.
Badger, say something!
That will be all for now. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
What exactly attacked him? Do you know?
Maria, what did he tell you on your last phone call?
How did I do?
That was amazing, my love.
Do you think they bought it?
Absolutely.
Iris? Holden, Aaliyah!
What the fuck?
Hello? Anybody? The fuck am I?
Captain Log 0600. I have woken up in some strange place. I have no idea where I am. To describe my surroundings to you right now, I'm in a very bright room. Everything is padded. The bed, the walls, the floor. And there's some sort of pulse to it.
Hello? Anybody?
What the fuck? The last thing I recall, I remember my crew talking to me, telling me to head towards the dive hatch, but that's about it. What happened next, I don't recall. I think I blacked out or something. I'm still in my suit. Hang on, let me just check my oxygen levels. It's somehow fully charged at 100%, which I mean, that's not possible. Wait, where's my helmet? I don't know where my helmet is. Experiencing some sort of hallucination.
Stop! Stop! Do not come any closer!
It's just staring at me. It doesn't look like a stereotypical alien, but whatever it is, it's definitely not human nor a sea creature that I know of. Its colors, I can't even describe it. I don't even know what it is.
Let me out of here! Now! Okay, I am locked in this room. I do not know where the hell I am, and I don't know what it wants from me. Let me out of here, please! What do you want?
What is that?
What is that?
It is trying to give me something. Some sort of device. It looks like headphones or an earpiece.
I'm not touching that. I do not know what that is. Fine. Okay, they're on. Now what?
Hello. Thank you for using Translator XMI, translating all known dialects in every populated galaxy. I've detected English as your spoken language. Please confirm this is correct by saying English.
English?
Thank you. You have chosen English as your primary form of communication. When ready, speak clearly into the headset's microphone. I will then process what you've said and translate it to your party's native language. Once they've spoken back in their language, I will translate it back to you in English. Thank you for using Translator XMI. You may now begin your conversation.
Hello?
Hello.
My name is Declan Walters.
Greetings. My name is Ozo.
Ozo. What are you? Where am I? What's going on here?
You are currently inside the Nactanian Interstellar Transport. I discovered you just outside our starship a few hours ago. You were laying face first in the sand. At first, I thought you were deceased, but when I examined closer, I noticed your oxygen levels were just very low, and you still had a pulse. That's when I brought you inside and placed you here in our recovery pod. This room has oxygen, so I figured you wouldn't need your helmet anymore.
Thank you. Thank you for saving me.
You are welcome, Declan Walters.
Just Declan is fine. But why?
Why what?
Why would you save me? What would you benefit from me?
I need your help. We are in very serious trouble.
We? What do you mean, we?
Allow me to explain. I am from the planet Noctania, many light years from your solar system. We are an ocean-dwelling species, but can also survive on land.
Okay.
Noctania is a relatively small planet, with not much land. Therefore, most of us live underwater. However, in our last solar rotation, Noctania started to develop a serious problem. Underwater Noctanian life started dying at an alarming rate, and we could not figure out why. Until we discovered a rare species called an Aetholi deep in our oceans.
An Aetholi?
Correct. We don't know where they came from or how they formed, but they started to multiply at a rapid rate. The Aetholis release copious amounts of toxins daily, polluting our oceans. We needed to act quickly, so our planet leaders commanded their extermination. We began to execute this directive, and we were successful at it until we discovered the last Aetholi remaining was pregnant. In fear of it suddenly releasing its young prematurely if killed, we had to evacuate it from our planet immediately. Our leaders instructed us to subdue the female Aetholi and trap it in a vessel attached to the transport we are in now. We were then instructed to transport it from Noctania to a planet called Kadrog, a desolate water planet.
So how did you end up here on Earth?
En route to Kadrog, we didn't know how much longer we had before the Aetholi awoke, so our captain made the impulsive decision to venture off course toward Earth. The plan was to leverage Earth's gravitational force and propel our vessel to arrive at Kadrog sooner than originally planned.
Using the Earth like a fulcrum.
Correct. It was a good idea in theory. However, the entire crew was against it and thought it was too dangerous, given the delicate cargo and how far along the Aetholi was in her pregnancy. The captain should have listened.
So, what happened next?
As we neared Earth, the transport gained speed as expected. Then our worst fear was realized. The female Aetholi started to awaken. We tried to subdue it again, but she became violent and broke through the containment chamber. It started to attack us from within, killing the crew and compromising our navigation system, causing the transport to crash into your ocean. All 19 Noctanian crew members on board are dead, except for me.
What happened, Ozo? How come you were the only survivor?
I was stationed on the highest level of the ship when this occurred. Everything happened so fast that by the time I went down to help, it was too late. The Aetholi was gone and the transport was sinking. I tried to save where I could, but soon I was alone on the ocean floor. Too deep to swim to the surface. No way to contact home. That's when I saw you. and brought you aboard, hoping you'd assist my return to service.
I don't know what to say. Also, I'm sorry for your loss, but there's not much I can do. I just lost my sub and crew in a horrible accident as well.
What happened, Declan?
Well, to make a long story short, I was fixing a leak on our sub when I was attacked by a creature and knocked unconscious. I guess you found me on the seafloor sometime after that, because the next thing I remember is waking up in here.
What exactly is it that attacked you, Declan?
I don't know. It was horrifying. Nothing I've ever seen before. Its eyes, they were huge. Tons of tentacles.
That's it. That was the Aethelite that escaped our ship. It can't be too far away.
Well, if it's the Aethelite, then we had one of its babies in our sub.
How?
We found it wounded at our second checkpoint. Prior to that, we found a cave that had a ton of them inside. We didn't know what they were at the time. A bunch of them started popping up from the sand. It even grabbed one of my divers and tried to pull her down.
It must have thought your diver was food. The mother Aethelite that attacked you must be nesting in that cave. The wounded young must have never made it there. She was probably looking for it, ultimately tracing its scent back to your sub. Do you remember exactly where that cave is?
I can if I was back on my sub.
No time to waste. Here's your helmet. We must collect some provisions and swim to your sub.
I don't think my sub survived the attack, Ozzo. Even if it did, I'd highly doubt the crew is still down here. Why would they? I've done nothing but put them in harm's way this entire dive.
Declan, you're not understanding. Aethelite grow fast. When those young Aethelite outgrow that cave, it'll be impossible to catch them all with human technology. They will propagate, and within a solar year, Earth's oceans will be completely polluted by their toxin, killing all ocean and human life. We need to get back to your sub, so you can navigate us back to the cave. Like I said earlier, we are in serious trouble.
What about this transport? Can't we just use this one?
It's completely totaled. Your sub is our only hope.
My sub is gone. They've left or they're dead, Ozzo.
You may be right, but it's worth a shot. We can't be far from where she attacked you. Let's try and find your sub. Keep the translator in so we can still communicate.
Fine. But if we don't find it, we are coming straight back here.
Agreed.
Whoa, you're illuminating. How did you do that?
Noctanians can glow. Our bioluminescence helps us navigate dark waters. I'll lead the way.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Surface to crew, do you read?
We read.
Are you all together?
Yes.
Go to channel 5, now.
On the secure channel.
What's going on, Conrad?
How fast can you guys get back to the surface?
Conrad, I made the decision as captain to stay down here and look
for—
You
need to abort this dive immediately.
No, I already told you,
Listen to me. I was looking into the sub's architect files, trying to find out what might be causing our communication failures. But what I came across was much more fucked up than I could have ever anticipated.
What?
This dive, this whole expedition, it's all a fraud.
What do you mean by a fraud?
The Alexandria submarine failed its prolonged pressure tests. Badger forged the document to say it would hold up for double the duration of the mission when in truth, it failed. In other words, the sub wasn't meant to last more than 24 hours at your depth, but somehow it did. Regardless of the attack, the sub and all of you were never meant to see the light of day again.
I don't know what to say.
That's not all. Declan's training sessions were recorded by the sub and transcribed for our records. In one of Declan's final overnight sessions, Badger checked into the sub. He was the one who encouraged Declan to descend deeper and told him that the Alexandria could handle the pressure. Badger made up some lie about secret probes that detected life in and around the checkpoints. Badger then told him to keep it on the DL, from you guys, so that Declan could have this shining moment of discovery.
But there was life around the checkpoints. We did discover a new species.
It must have been luck, because Badger knew the sub would depressurize, killing you all within moments of hitting your first checkpoint level. So when it didn't, he kept telling Declan in secret he would discover something if he kept going deeper, and that the sub would be able to handle it.
That explains why Declan was being so sketchy.
Okay, but that doesn't mean the dive is a fraud. Conrad corrupt, maybe, but I still think Badger has our best interests. What would he gain from us dying?
Maria. You know that press conference I just sent you? Well, just before that, I called Badger to see how far away he and Maria were from headquarters as the press were getting impatient. You know how headquarters records every outgoing call?
Yeah.
I guess he didn't properly hang up the call with me because...
I heard this. Declan is dead. There's no way he could have survived that attack, and...
I guess.
Even if he did, he's spent all his oxygen by now. The crew are searching for his remains, but they'll all be dead too.
Okay.
This was all part of our plan. You know this, Maria.
Yeah.
You have nothing to worry about. After all this is over, we can finally be together. To live the life we wanted for so long.
My God. Badger and Maria were having an affair.
Think about it.
What better way to get rid of anybody than to make them the captain of one of the riskiest dives to the deepest parts of the ocean? Badger has the funds and the resources to do that. Nobody would suspect any foul play, and if they did, the evidence is lost underwater forever. The plan is brilliant. Except, Badger got sloppy, because I just figured it all out.
Who else knows about this, Conrad?
Nobody. Especially not Badger.
Good. Keep it that way. Collect all the evidence you have on a separate hard drive,
so that if Badger destroys any evidence, you have a backup. When we get back ashore, we will go straight to the FBI and charge this motherfucker for attempted murder.
Copy that. I'll do everything I can to support you guys on my end. Just please get home as soon as possible.
Copy, Conrad. Thank you.
Godspeed. Over and out.
So he sends us down here. As collateral damage just to take out Declan? How long has this been going on? He's been my mentor for the past 10 years. I trusted that guy with my fucking life and... After everything we've been through, we get sent down here tossed out like fucking trash!
It's okay, hold on.
Fucking Badger. Fucking Badger!
Okay. Let's go. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Wait.
What?
There's something glowing heading towards the sun. Do you see that? Zoom in.
Hang on.
No, more. Zoom in more. Is that?
Oh my God. It's Declan!
Holy shit, it's fucking Declan!
Get on the
channel. Oh my God!
Move it, change it.
Declan! Declan, do you read? Declan! Declan! Declan, do you read?
My God.
What is it, Declan?
It's my crew.
I stayed back. I read. Loud and clear.
Cascadia, directed by Antonio Cordero, starring Adam Murciano as Declan Walters, Rebecca Kwan as Aaliyah, Lee J. Poichuk as Holden, Samantha Liana Cole as Iris, guest starring Kevin Adamski as Azu, Aniko Kazaz as Maria Walters, Robert Stratford as Conrad, Jeff Cooper as Wesley Badger, with additional performances by Raj Paul, Jonathan Winstead, Aaron Summonsby, Joe Diaco, Marty Anderson, Tommy Tomix Zanstein, Mads C. Turley, Rachel Henry, Brody Marples, Alexander Green, and David Little. Written and produced by Adam Murciano and Antonio Cordero. Story editing by Antonio Cordero. Mixed, mastered, and voice editing by Adam Murciano. Recorded by Andrew Conroy at Flash Recording, Vancouver, BC. And Carlin Nicholson at Pineship Sound, Toronto, Ontario. Music by Daniel Birch, Lee Rosevier, Kioz, and Kai Engel. Cascadia is a 911 podcast production.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.